Did you hear the one about the woman who called for an Uber? The driver said good morning as she climbed into the back seat, but then returned to his quiet realm up front, seemingly a world away. After some time, the woman said something to the driver. He did not answer, lost in space. She reached forward and touched his shoulder to get his attention. He jumped with surprise. The car swerved, then corrected. He let out a sigh and then a slight chuckle before acknowledging her. "I'm sorry, ma'am. You startled me. You see, today is my first day on the job as an Uber driver after retiring from 30 years as a hearse driver." Happy Easter, the day on which Jesus rises from the dead. For many enough of us in modernity, it seems an odd thing to consider, right? Miraculous acts of God generally, resurrection specifically, it just does not compute in our modern minds. Many of us are more inclined these days to engage the genre of science fiction where zombies wreak havoc and heroes work out their destinies. But to be sure, we're up to something very different here today. Nearly a century ago, theologian Rudolf Bultmann famously asked how modern people could possibly believe in miracles in the age of the wireless. From radios to television to computers to the internet to artificial intelligence, I suppose the question is as much about what makes a people modern as it is about miracles. Modernity will always seem to be our time, whoever we are in any given moment. It's reasonable to expect that every generation across history, Christian history, has questioned the resurrection of Christ in their own time and in their own way. Perhaps it would have been better had the risen Jesus appeared to Pontius Pilate or to the high priest Caiaphas. I would love to have seen their reactions. If the resurrection were meant to be an historically verifiable event, then God would not have brought it about in the wee hours of the morning with no eyewitnesses. None of the Gospels tell us exactly how it happened. Did the earth quake in the moment? Or were the birds singing their morning cheer? Was it a cool morning or unseasonably warm? Did Jesus arise limber and fresh? Or did he struggle in stiffness to get his burial wraps off? We don't know. We weren't there. No one was. The best we get are a few post-resurrection sightings, and these only to the closest circle of allies, hardly an objective bunch. First to Mary Magdalene in the garden, as we just heard, and then to selected disciples on a few occasions over several weeks, and then no more. And yet today we say it happened, resurrection, even though it cannot be proven. But neither can it be disproven. And we claim that this resurrection hope is held for us as well, even if we cannot comprehend that fully on this side of the grave. Why is it, you think, that we stake our claim with resurrection so resolutely, even as a modern people of faith? Well, I might suggest, with all that besets our modern world these days, wars and social decay and unjust suffering, it seems we yearn for something more than what we see right before us. We yearn to discover divine presence and the promise of new life amidst this shadowy haunts of life. Perhaps we yearn for that more because we have seen the effects of resurrection And we want to experience it as well. Mary Magdalene, on brief chat with her risen Rabboni, is transfigured from mourning into dancing. Surely we want that. Elsewhere in the gospel, two travelers on their way to Emmaus attest that their hearts were burning with joy while they were walking and talking with an as yet unrecognized risen Jesus. Modern author Marianne Sawicki maintains that the church is really at its core a community of people with competence to recognize the risen Jesus, to see resurrection in our midst. So how do we do that? Well, first I have to say, resurrection is not a thought experiment. It will thwart every attempt to make it so. It will frustrate any who try to harness it as such. We don't think ourselves into new ways of living. We live ourselves into new ways of thinking. The biblical word in Greek that we translate as resurrection is anastasis, anastasis, literally the opposite of stasis. Life, by definition, is movement. We live and move and have our being by practicing resurrection. It turns mourning into dancing. It makes our hearts burn with joy. Practicing resurrection is what we do as followers of Christ. Practicing because we are never quite able to fully apprehend it in our own time. But neither are we bereft of opportunities to see resurrection in our midst. One of my favorite authors, Wendell Berry, turns poetic on this topic. He draws on 9 decades of living in tune with creation, moving by the sensory flows of life on the farm. He smells mystery in the soil. He smells mystery in the soil that liberates the seed from its wintry tomb. He tastes joy in the sap of his blood as it rises when the earth rounds its long night bend and hurtles toward the sun once more. He hears the whispered prayers of his ancestors as he gathers eggs in the henhouse. In his poem, Manifesto, Berry imagines a transformation from the mundane experiences of everyday life by practicing presence in the little things, the common things, and tending to them as special. He says, look for the paradox, the counterintuitive, and there you will likely find rich fodder for resurrection life. Here are a few lines from his poem. So friends, every day do something that won't compute. Love the Lord. Love the world. Love someone who does not deserve it. Ask the questions that have no answers. Invest in the millennium. Plant sequoias, he says. Isn't that a great image? Plant sequoias. He ends with the imperative plea to practice resurrection. It's all summed up in that. Practicing resurrection is about unfolding into a deeper awareness of the mystery of life that comes as a gift from God, who has invested in us across a millennia of modernities. Not because it made any sense to do so, but out of sheer steadfast love, which could do no other. One need not ascribe to some doctrinal definition of resurrection to know in your stiff bones that it is true, it is real. We Christians embed this truth in the person and story of Jesus, and we rejoice in the gift that he was and is now and will yet be for this world. But in the mysteries of God, friends, God, who is unshackled by the bounds of human time, we can say with confidence and great comfort that God has been practicing resurrection all along, is now, and always will be for our sakes. And so Barry encourages, be joyful though you have considered all the facts. So friends, practice presence in the midst of your everyday life. Look for the beauty lithely passing by you, causing a wisp of moving air to light on your cheek. Let the signs of new life startle you awake. Celebrate the love that melts your heart. Look for the peace which surpasses all understanding. Look for it on the face of the one with whom you encounter and exchange a smile. Trust that such peace rides along the long arc of the universe that bends towards God's new creation and hitch a ride with it. That's practicing resurrection. That's our invitation at Easter. And so what I would say is, happy Easter, dear friends. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.